I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. I'm back for the second time this week. This is a bonus show. This is going to be fun. We got Mark and Susan here, my partners at Keller Williams Platinum Realty. Easy for me to say. We're going to just dive right into what we think is going on in the market and if things are going to be the same as last year and all different kinds of stuff. We have no idea what we're talking about, actually.
Oh, we've prepared for hours.
It's been hours since we prepared.
Maybe minutes or maybe not at all.
So thanks for being here, guys. I really appreciate it. So I was on the show with Pete earlier this week, and we had a great show. Went through a lot of different numbers, a lot of different things that we talked about at Family Reunion for Keller Williams. And I thought what we could do today is kind of talk about, we're already 3 months into, just about 3 months into this year. Are we seeing this to be the same as last year? Are you seeing things change? Are we seeing more listings on the market? That much we know is not happening, but are we seeing things that are different? That's what I'd like to know. So Susan, what are you seeing so far?
Well, I did just have a buyer who we looked at one house. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this buyer looked at two houses.
Yeah.
But the second house we decided to write up and we got the offer right away in Wyomissing.
That's amazing.
Great price point in the 300,000 range. Mark actually showed it for me because I was away. So he was a big help for sure.
Yeah.
That wasn't happening a lot last year. So that's pretty good. So I think part of the thing is get the offer in right away.
Yeah.
Even if they say we're reviewing Monday and it's Friday, get the offer in Friday.
I agree with you 100%.
Start that clock right away.
What's interesting about that you just said that is that just because the realtor says, we're going to do showings up until Sunday night and we're going to do best, highest and best up until Sunday night.
Correct.
If the seller decides at a certain point, I'm done with the showings and wants to pick one of the offers.
Yeah, sure.
You're not making it till Sunday, right? Right,
yeah.
Mark?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, cash buyers come in. They'll try to bully their way to get that deal done.
So they're bullies. Oh, cash buyers are bullies.
Oh, yeah. Mine might have been a cash buyer, yeah. I was like, mine wasn't cash.
Well, we always thought Susan was the bully. So it's actually the cash buyer that's the bully.
It's the cash cows. Yeah, it's the cash cows themselves.
That's exactly right.
You're absolutely right. I mean, those deadlines, you try to stick to them.
Of course.
But if the right offer comes in, it's
up to the seller.
Decision.
Yeah. The seller can change your mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you're seeing that maybe you're not seeing as many offers?
No, like here's an example.
What price range was it?
350.
Okay. That's actually good price range.
Yeah, it's good price range.
Yeah.
Showing a house tomorrow. Someone on my team, we're already writing up the offer, getting it ready.
Wow.
So we can get it knowing that, tomorrow's a busier day, trying to just have it all ready. So
good.
The goal is they want to write it up and we'll be ready to get it to that.
Being prepared.
I just listed a house an hour and a half ago in Reading. I already got an offer that was pretty amazing.
Oh my God.
And they haven't seen the house, actually.
Very common.
They're going to see it this afternoon, but they're paying both sides of transfer, like all this amazing stuff.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's still happening, obviously, then too. I mean, that's still going on.
$60,000 price range in Reading. So it's a lower price
range. Yeah, yeah.
60, 80.
Right. But still, that's amazing. So, Mark, you said you just wrote one up and got it also.
Yes.
Now, yours got creative.
Yeah, so this was an interesting deal. And I'm starting to see this become a little bit more of a trend now because, let me tell you what happened. So we got this house under contract. We asked the listing agent what was the preferred settlement date and found out it was August 15th.
Yeah, you told me that.
Pretty far down the road.
Yeah.
So not every buyer is willing to wait that long for the house. However, in this case, they were open to that. And what the seller wanted to do was lease it back. And that's really the best thing for both parties because the buyer can lock in the interest rate.
The interest rate's going
absolutely
up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And kind of oddly, the interest rates went down on March 1st.
They did.
According to Jock. So this was perfect timing for them. We locked in their rate. We got the house under contract. And then we worked a lease back with the seller. So they're going to be in there. The sellers are building a new construction house. And it's another way to start getting more inventory. If you describe to the sellers that this is a possibility that we can do, because that's really the reluctance when it comes to selling right now is I don't want to throw my house in the market. I know it's
nowhere to go.
I don't want to be homeless.
Where am I going?
I've never had somebody be homeless. Have you guys?
No.
Since
we're in real estate, it's kind of good not to have them go homeless.
But I tell them that up front because that's their biggest fear, which I understand.
And it is.
And I'm like, nobody's ever been homeless.
Yeah.
People have moved in with me, but they've never been homeless.
Yeah. By the way, I wouldn't talk to you about that.
Yeah.
No, but it's a good thing to bring up. And I'm starting to see that more often too, is the lease back situation, especially because the rates are becoming more volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers didn't care about this whole settlement settling in 60 days thing when the rates were going down or just hanging around 3%. But yep. now that you have a little bit of volatility in the market, it makes sense. Let's and also for the seller, that's take your cash.
And yeah. they have get their your money. Money. So let's right. say they weren't building. Let's say now they need to buy something. They have their money in the bank. So for yes. the seller, I'm telling them, this is so smart for you because now you have your money down. You're ready to go.
If the buyer loses their job, it doesn't right. matter yes. anymore.
Right. I think it's something you got to have the conversation with now with your sellers that, you know, that's an option for them moving forward.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll say, and just to go from year over year, it does feel pretty similar to last yeah. year so far from the start. But financing has loosened up a little bit where I'm seeing more FHA buyers come back into the market. Last mm-hmm. year, it seemed so exclusively conventional.
Yes. And more absolutely. VA too. More
yeah.
VA,
yep. And a lot of people were like, oh, no VA, no FHA, just conventional. Even VA buyers were going conventional to win houses last year. This year, it seems like it's loosening up a little yeah. bit. And especially on properties that don't need a lot of work, you know you're going to get an FHA appraiser in there. They're not going to yep. call anything out. And if they do, people are writing into the contracts.
They'll take care of it.
Yes, so that's exactly.
so there's
that's
no risk
happening.
To the seller. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's happening a little bit more. So if you get an offer that's for more money, FHA, yeah. it might be the better option at this point this year.
Well, and I think that's happening too. I mean, if you look at the buyers as a whole, if you look, the cream was used up last year because of all the conventional and cash. I think you're gonna have to see eventually. We're gonna use up all that cream, all the cash and the conventional. Now that middle area is gonna start showing up. And the reality is a VA and a FHA buyer, if they have good credit and good work history, they're good buyers.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just that we've gotten so used to the cream on the top.
No doubt. And I was only gonna add on that, you know, appraisals were a little bit of a concern back then too.
Yes,
with
true.
FHA. You yep. know, so the appraisal sticks with an FHA loan for 4 months with that property.
Right.
So if you run into an appraisal issue there and then the next yeah. buyer's FHA, that becomes a problem. But I will say this. Appraisers have been getting given a lot of leniency with these lenders lately. And yeah. I've been seeing most of my listings and sales appraised for well above the list price.
Yeah.
So I had one that came in well below and the buyer's agent wrote me and said, don't worry, the buyer wants to cover it. Like they want
that's the thing that just it floors yeah. me. It's like we never saw that stuff happen before. No. Yeah, they're covering like 10, 15, 20,000 over appraisal.
The other thing
but that's how you get it.
That we talked about at Family Reunion with yeah. statistics is people aren't staying in their houses as long as they were before. So before, yeah. if it was on average 7 years,
yeah.
now it's the average is closer to 5. And yeah. some people, after a year, they're getting transferred. I think a lot of people realize they can work online at home.
Yeah.
So they're like, I don't have to go into the corporate office, so why yep. don't I go somewhere I want to live?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is happening. Also, hey, you know what? I made 12, 15, 16%. I mean, before it was your appreciation in 1 year or 2 years was never enough to cover the cost of right. selling. So now if you're like good in the house and you're like, it's just not what I want. And you made 15% that year, you can still sell and make some money.
Right.
You know, it's amazing.
True. Right.
Did you know that the numbers just got updated too? Pete and I talked about this, but they're now the NAR and some of the other places were saying between 5 and 8% appreciation this year. We're still in the single digits. Mm. They're now adjusting those numbers. And now they're starting to go more towards double digits again. So we might see double digit appreciation again in this area.
Are you glad you sold your house?
Dude, I always think,
dude, we could have gotten you a lot more for that house.
You'd be getting now.
You know, truthfully, I don't think it would have been all that much more.
Oh, I think
but
it would have been a lot more. Just
don't say that. He's like, change the subject, please.
What's the second topic that we're talking about?
Mark just vomited. I know this is a podcast. You couldn't see it, but he just vomited.
Gone down. I'm sure it would have gone.
No, but you know what? You can't time the market.
Yeah.
No.
You know, we've been doing this for how long? You can never time it. Who knows what's going to happen?
That's right. And we could say 10% now, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the world.
Yeah,
who knows?
This is true. You're exactly right. And anything can happen. But, you know, let's just hope that the Ukraine thing calms down and for their sake, especially.
Absolutely.
And then also for our own market here in the United States. I mean, sure. we're far away from the terribleness, but, you know, it definitely is going to affect our country this year. It's just a matter of how much, you know. So what are you seeing? You said about the leasebacks, which I wanted to cover. So what does it take? A buyer comes into you and is saying, you know, I want to buy a house. How do you build the expectation for this market?
Right away, I say, you're not going to fall in love with this house. When they walk in and I start seeing them, I'm like, don't fall in love.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't fall. But I also think our job is to really prep them for getting, we all like to win and we're all competitive and we want our clients to win if they want that house.
Yeah.
So seeing what they can do to win and having those conversations.
And those conversations are a little tough because a lot of times having that conversation with the first house of saying, well, you know what people are doing. And I just always say it that way. Here's what people are doing. I'm not saying you need to do this. I'm not saying you financially can do this. I'm saying this is what people are doing.
Right.
They're coming and they're covering the difference in the appraisal to the price. And that's a tough conversation.
Or even 10,000 gap or 20,000 gap.
Yeah.
So we're seeing appraisal gap. Are you seeing no inspection still?
Oh yeah. Yes. I haven't had an inspection probably a year. I mean, it's been at least a year since
all these new agents out there don't even know how to negotiate a reply to inspections.
Isn't that crazy?
They've never done it,
right?
I mean,
right.
That's something
crazy,
you're
right?
To do a lot of education on.
And that's a good point because their life has been no inspections,
right?
Yeah, wow, it's interesting. How do you prepare your buyers for this market?
You know, it's really just coming down to setting expectations and saying a couple things to them. There will always be more houses,
absolutely,
and let's make sure that the offer that we make. You know, if we lose it at that number, we're not going to feel bad about it, right? So go to your best point because we don't want to be upset that we lost it by
go to bed at night knowing that you did the best you could.
That's exactly right.
Most of your clients use the escalation, like they go in at full price and then
just feel like, guys, and you know, we're not going to be upset though if we lose it, right? Because we did our best here. Then there will always be more houses. That's really what I tell everybody.
And you always end up in the one you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Use that kind of thing. Yeah, the meant to be thing is good. But it's definitely saying, look, let's not let anything on the table here. Let's put it all in.
Are you okay losing it by $5,000? Like if they're like, we'll go up to $395. I'm like, so if it goes $400, you're good.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, well, no, I would have paid $400.
Well, like, well, then that's the escalation.
If it goes to $420, are you good?
Whatever. And then what can you cover appraisal wise? You know, because that's the huge thing. You know,
some lenders are doing that appraisal waiver, which is great. I've used Mike with Animac
with a lot of money down, right?
If they have,
and explain what that is.
Down. So basically, it saves the buyer because they don't have to pay $450 for the appraisal. But what it does is it guarantees to the seller with our offer that there won't be anything that comes up on the appraisal because the bank has seen that they have enough down and that they're secure enough that, and the home is worth within a range that they don't think it's so overpriced that they're still going to give them the loan.
So there's no appraisal then?
No appraisal done. I've done a couple this year.
What if the buyer wants the appraisal? Could they say, oh, well, I'd want it?
I'm sure they could.
Probably could, right?
Yeah. There's a formula for that, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I had a 10% down
buyer. There's a formula for that, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah. Well, I had a 10% down buyer, and the bank, Mike's bank, actually said that we could go $10,000 above what the list price was as far as a waiver.
Yep.
And I think if they would have been 20% down, it probably would have been a little bit more.
Interesting, right?
But right off the bat, we were like, oh, great. We can go $10,000 awesome. Over without worry of appraisal.
Because to a seller, you're like, okay, we don't have to worry about it. Like, it's like cash.
That's exactly right. It was like $10,000 that we felt like we were given. In case we had to go above that, we knew we still had that protection.
That's great.
Yeah.
And it's all about what I tell buyers is it's all about the least amount of risk to the seller. It's not always the best price.
No, it's not.
We both know. We all know that,
right? Are you saying transfer tax paid for both sides?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's on like most deals still?
No, not as much. Not as much. And that's the thing that, and that's going to be our first sign. I think we've talked about this. That's going to be our first sign. When we start seeing some of the real crazy things starting to ease out of the agreement, then you're going to start realizing that, this is starting to turn a little bit, you know? I'm interested to see when inspections come back into the play, you know? And how's that going to happen? Who's the first one that's going to say, well, I want inspections, you know? I don't know.
And will it be because the house is on the market a few extra days?
Probably.
I'm noticing a couple extra days, but still getting multiple offers.
Yeah.
I'm noticing sometimes with
a little longer.
Sellers, a little bit longer, which is fine. You know, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
We've talked about this before too, but, you know, I still don't advise people to buy a house without a septic inspection.
Oh, to me,
there are plenty of offers out there.
I just had somebody do it on a $700,000 house.
It's really, really hard to advise that, but
especially on a small lot.
Yeah.
Cause if you're on like a 1 acre lot and that septic fails, you might have a hard time finding a place to put the septic.
Especially if it's wooded.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It can get really,
now,
really
sometimes,
ugly.
Sometimes, so we don't scare our buyers out there that have just done this.
Yeah.
Sometimes like the township gives you the septic report that was done in the last 2 years. Like,
does this mean that Susan has a buyer that's listening right now that just did it?
Absolutely.
That's what I got out of that. Is this a disclaimer?
Disclaimer. Everything will be fine. Yeah. They're probably watching going.
She's like, Bob Smith, don't listen to Brad.
I'll be like that guy. You don't even
want
to listen
to this podcast. What Mark meant to say was.
So no, you're right. And obviously it's about getting the house. And
if they want the house.
It's risk.
Yeah.
You're taking risk. You're taking risk.
But then when they sell their house too, the same thing. People are waiving everything, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a buyer who was going to put in $10,000 worth of windows. I already ordered it. I'm like, cancel the order.
Oh, wow.
They canceled it because we already sold their house like well above. I'm like, you know.
That's another thing too, the seller. Like when we used to walk through a house like 3 years ago, you'd be like, you're going to need to paint this. You're going to need to fix that part there. You're going to need to fix this. You're going to need to do this. You're going to make sure you stretch the carpet because it has that wrinkle in it. And all of a sudden now you go through, you're like, yeah, I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I wouldn't bother.
You're like, you don't have carpet? No problem.
Is that concrete? That looks good. It looks really good.
It's really good. Sweep it.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. So yeah, it's a different market. But you know what? It's not going to last forever. Yeah. So there will be a time where it changes. But at the end of the day, too, you can find a house.
Absolutely.
There's no doom and gloom here. Yeah. You can find a house.
I'm seeing it more and more. I really am.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think for the rest of the year? What do you think is going to happen? You think it's going to be more inventory or less inventory?
I think it's going to be more.
I think it's going to be more, too. I mean, just today I saw 33 actives.
Wow.
On Bright, which I thought was big.
And
75
pendings.
75 pendings, of course.
Yeah.
No, but that's good.
35? But that was pretty good, I thought.
No, it is good.
I think more houses will come on because I think a lot of people feel, especially with what they're hearing about the rates going up, what's happening in the world, this might be the best year to capitalize on both things, buying and selling.
Yeah.
Might be at the high point and the rate still being relatively low. This might be a great year for both sides of the transaction.
With what's going on in the rest of the world, it could be, like you said, they could regret not selling now.
Yeah.
Buying with the low rates.
Yeah.
Because everything's going up. Look at gas and cost of living and
gas was crazy. I just filled my tank up today and I was like, oh my gosh.
$97.
Yeah, it's only gonna keep going.
What do you have, like 4,000 gallons of gas?
No, only 20, but I was like on empty, like below zero, that's flashing at me sometimes.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me that she drives like that. You know what I mean?
It's like every other day I have to fill up too.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. All right, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
I think it's
that was really good. Good pregnant pause.
You know, I'll tell you what, this studio looks really good.
Thank you. It's getting there.
Susan and I had an idea though for the name of the show.
What's the name?
Instead of Real Estate and You, because
it's Real Estate and Us.
Apparently it is all about
you. That's what I wrote down in your thing. We're going to have it back there.
This is where the music starts to fade in.
R-E-A-U, Real Estate and Us.
Okay, we can do that for this show. We could do Real Estate and Us. Okay. Or Real Estate and Yous.
It's the Philly way now.
That's right. Thanks for coming out, guys, and thanks for being down here to talk about real estate. We'll have to do this more often, actually, because it's a lot of fun and we get to touch on things that I don't normally talk about, which is great. So thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Too.
Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.